In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. I'm on the telephone because Jimmy's electricity has gone out. The whole street has gone out, so I cannot do it in the studio. So I'm doing it on the telephone. I only have one word that the Lord gave me for you today, and it's very simple. Don't be afraid. Be not anxious. I am with you. Don't be afraid. Be not anxious. I am with you. I am with you. I promise to be with you. When Moses saw the burning bush, he said, "Who shall I say sent me?" First, he says, "I will be with you. I will be with you. I am who I am." The Lord is not only with us, the Lord is in us by the Holy Spirit. So don't be afraid today. Don't be afraid today. Don't be afraid today. No matter what's going on in your life, when the angel Gabriel met with our Blessed Mother, he said, "Be not afraid. Peace be with you." When they were all gathered at the resurrection around the table, "Don't be afraid. Peace be with you." You see, Jesus does not want us to be afraid. He does not want us to be anxious, because anxiety and fear produce nothing. But the Lord himself wants to give us his peace. He says, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. Not as the world gives it do I give it. Let not your heart be troubled. Let not your heart be troubled. Trust in me. Trust in me. Trust in God." And that's exactly where we fail. We fail because we do not trust in God. Because we look at our circumstances, and our circumstances scare us. But the Lord says, "I am the Lord of your circumstances. I am the Lord. I will provide with you, for you, through you. I am the Lord of your circumstances." Don't be afraid. Be at peace. Don't be afraid. Be at peace. Do not be anxious, because I am with you, and I am for you, and I have plans for your life. Jesus the Lord is the man with the plan. He has plans with your life. You say, "What plans does he have because I'm so old?" Well, my friends, you can pray like nobody else prays. You can pray for me like nobody else prays. And you can pray that God opens doors for me so that I can speak the word of God. That's what you can do. You say, "I can't get out," but you can pray. You can continue to pray. I would not be able to do these broadcasts if I didn't have people who are praying for me all over the country and all over the world. Pray, pray, pray. Do not be afraid. Do not be anxious. I am with you. I am the God who has a plan for you. I am the man with the plan, Jesus says. And I will lead you. I will lead you, but you must be honest. You must be true. You must speak my word. I will give you everything you need, but you must be honest. You must be true. You must speak my word. So I'm telling you today that Jesus said, "Tell the people peace. Tell the people don't be afraid. Tell the people no anxiety. Tell the people I am with you. Tell the people I favor them. I favor them. I favor them with my presence. I favor them. They have nothing to be afraid of." Mary, the mother of Jesus, the mother of God, was told, "Don't be afraid. Peace be with you." The men in the upper room, "Peace be with you." I want you to know that Jesus is on the throne, and he hears and answers prayer, and everything's going to be all right as long as our faith in him is intact. You know, I told you yesterday that someone in our congregation, she was very sick, and now she's getting well, thanks be to God. When Father Joseph just prayed over her for 1 second, what happened is she fell to the ground, and she saw Jesus. She saw Jesus. She said, "He wasn't on the cross. He had a crown of thorns, and he was the most handsome that you, the most handsome that you could ever imagine. That's what he said. He said, let me tell you, these things should be happening in our churches. Where there is faith, God does things. Where there is faith, God does things. I'm going to read a couple of letters that I got on Pentecost. It's from a priest. It says, happy feast day, happy Pentecost. It is good to know the Holy Spirit is alive and doing well. Continued success in your witness to the power of the Holy Spirit. Oh, yes, you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. And you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in Judea, and in Samaria, and throughout all the ends of the earth. And that power is not only for me. That power is for every single person. That's why we're having the School of the Holy Spirit starting the 14th of July in Holy Rosary. That's why we're having the School of the Holy Spirit, and we're having guest speakers that you have never heard of. My friend Danny Stein will be coming, and he has witnesses that will just curl your hair. We have Maria, who has got new witnesses to tell us about, calling us to praise God, calling us to dance before the Lord, calling us to give him praise the way he deserves to be praised. We have me, and I'm going to be speaking about the power of the Holy Spirit. I got another letter that says, beloved brother, enclosed is my love offering. I have been praying in the Spirit as you have suggested. I have been praying in the Spirit as you have suggested for you and your precious ministry. The word I've received for you is life abundant. As you yield completely to the Holy Spirit, your struggle will be over. That message is for me as well as for you. As we yield and move in the power of the Holy Spirit, our struggle will be over. No more struggle. Peace be with you. My peace I give you. Not as the world gives it do I give you. Let not your hearts be troubled. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. I am the good shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Do you want today? The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me by still waters. He restores my soul. Oh, how we need to have our souls restored. How we need to receive that peace that only Jesus can give us. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, and that's right, you might be right now, you're walking through the valley of the shadow of death. There's no stars in your sky. There's no light. I fear no evil, for the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Oh, yes, he prepares a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. He anoints my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. If you're anxious, keep on praying the 23rd Psalm. Keep on praying it. Pray it in the morning. Pray it before you eat. Pray it after you eat. Pray it in the afternoon. Be slow with it. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. See them. He leads me by still waters. He restores my soul. Yes, he does. Because he's the Lord. Yes, he does. Because he's the Lord. I have another letter I want to read. Thank you for your prayers. Our son's baby girl was born on May 11th. She is healthy and whole. She's going to be a child of God. And she has no Down syndrome. The doctors were saying she had Down syndrome, but she has no Down syndrome. Praise the Lord. You know, these doctors, they know so much. They know so much. You know, why do they say that she has Down syndrome? Because they want the child to be aborted. They want the child to be aborted. That's why they say it. I told you yesterday that in Planned Parenthood, Planned Parenthood all over the United States. Over 300,000 children are taken every single year. Over 300,000 children die at the hands of the abortionists. And you know what? Some of those children were told they're going to be Down syndrome. And the mother said, I can't do that. And you know what? They weren't Down syndrome. I know of three people that were told that their babies, this is personal, are going to have Down syndrome. She said, we're going to have the baby anyway. There was no Down syndrome in all of the three. I tell you, doctors can go just so far. You know, they tell you that because they want you to have an abortion. And yet now they'll say, we care for the Special Olympics. You can't have it both ways. You can't have it both ways. You can't abort a Down syndrome child and then say, we support the Special Olympics. You can't have it both ways. The next one is my favorite one. As I was going through the CAT scan on May 15th, I reminded the Holy Spirit that Father Tom said, breathe on that mass, that cancer on my lung, and disappear. And the Holy Spirit heard you. And tonight the doctor called and said, it was gone. The mass was gone. Thank you, Father Tom. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I pray that the Holy Spirit will heal your brother Anthony and give him a strong faith. Amen. And heal Father Tom also, who is always adopted in my prayers. That's something. That's something. She had a mass on her lungs, and they said it was cancer. And I just asked the Spirit of God to breathe on that mass. And when she had the CAT scan, it was gone. Isn't that amazing? That's what God does. God knows how to do these things because he's God, first of all. And he knows how to do these things. But as long as our faith is intact, he hears and answers prayer. But our faith must be in him. And we are to let go of all the anxiety. We are to let go of all the fear. We are to let go of all the lack of trust. Just say, I trust you, Jesus. I trust you, Jesus. Everything I have is yours. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Take care of everything in my life. Take care of everything in my life. And everything means everything. This lady came on a Saturday evening when we pray for the sick. She said she had asked. And I just said, breathe on this mass. Breathe on her lungs, Holy Spirit. And the mass was wonderful. Hallelujah. That's God. That's God doing that work. I'm just the speaker. I'm just the prayer. I'm just the contact. But it's God doing the work. She had the faith to come to Holy Rosary. How many places can you go and be prayed with if you have a mass on your lungs? I have a mass in your brain. How many places can you go? There aren't very many, unfortunately. Yet, that's why these miraculous things happen at Holy Rosary. Not because of me, but because there's faith in this church. There's faith in the building. There's faith in the room because it's a church. And Jesus said, my house shall be called a house of prayer. And I'm going to tell you, I see people going into this church all the time when nobody's there but Jesus. And you know what? I'm going to say it again. No one can help you but Jesus, for no one but Jesus knows how. Oh, yes, he is our help. He is our guide. He is our solace. He is our peace. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. We're going to pray for healing now. We're going to pray for healing, and we're going to believe that God is going to heal over the waves, over the radio waves. And even when this broadcast is played at another time tonight, God's going to heal through the broadcast. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on us. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on us, melt us, melt us, mold us, loving God, fall afresh on us. Yes, it is Jesus. Yes, it is Jesus. It is Jesus in my soul. For I have touched the hem of his garment, and his love has made me whole. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. It heals and washes white as snow. This power in the blood of Jesus. Power in the blood of Jesus. This power in the blood of Jesus. It washes white as snow. Healing now in the blood of Jesus. Touch the area. This healing in the blood of Jesus. In your breast. This healing in the blood of Jesus. It washes white as snow. Touch your head, the people that have a problem with their brain. This healing in the blood of Jesus. Healing in the blood of Jesus. This healing in the blood of Jesus. Be healed in the name of the Lord. Touch your ears if you're deaf. This healing in the blood of Jesus. Healing in the blood of Jesus. Healing in the blood of Jesus. Be healed in the name of the Lord. Your neck and your back. Healing in the blood of Jesus. Take it. This healing in the blood of Jesus. This healing in the blood of Jesus. Be healed in the name of the Lord. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Be healed in the name of Jesus. For this power in the blood of the Lamb. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Knees. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Be healed in the name of Jesus. For this power in the blood of the Lamb. Hearts. This healing in the blood of Jesus. Healing in the blood of Jesus. This healing in the blood of Jesus. Be healed in the blood of the Lamb. I tell you, my friends, this healing in the blood of Jesus, this healing in the name of Jesus, this healing by the power of the Holy Spirit. Oh, yes, this healing, great healing. This healing where we believe, have faith in Jesus, who is the man with the plan, who knows us better than we know ourselves, who is closer to you than your breath today. You don't have to fear today. You don't have to be anxious. You don't have to worry, because Jesus is closer than your breath today. He is closer than your breath today. He has his hand upon you, and he says, my favor is with you. My favor is upon you. My favor is with you, and I will restore the years that the locust ate your crop. I will restore the years that the locust ate your crop. I will restore the years that the locust ate your crop. You have no need to worry. You have no need to be afraid, because I am with you. I am with you. I am for you. I am for you. Amen. I want to thank you for listening. I'm on every day at this time proclaiming the Word of God. You can help us by going to PayPal, inseason.net, and just putting your card in on PayPal. I'd be very grateful. We want to pay all of April's bills. We have to delve into a little of our reserves. We don't have much of the reserves, but I really need to hear from people so that we can pay our bills. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. That's Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. I want you to remember that there are over 300,000 children that will die in Planned Parenthood this year. Over 300,000 children that will die in Planned Parenthood. We need people to go outside of Planned Parenthood and pray Monday through Saturday, even if you can give an hour. We need people to go and pray at 1055 Commonwealth Avenue in Brighton. Just think of where they located this Planned Parenthood. It's between Boston College and Boston University. Now, is that a coincidence? No, because there's a lot of young women that are sexually active with men, and they get pregnant, and they say, I want my career. I don't want this child. Please, there are over 300,000 abortions at Planned Parenthood throughout the country. My Lord, we would have no recession if these children had been born. We would have no recession, none whatsoever. We'd have to have 300,000 more shoes, 300,000 more hats, 300,000 more sneakers. Let me tell you, my friends, over the years, over 60 million children have been killed through the sin of abortion. And we need people out at 1055 Commonwealth Avenue to pray for the people going in. If we're there, people turn around. I remember many years ago, I was outside of Repro. Thank God it's closed. And I was just out there alone. I was just praying the best way I could. And this lady said, I came from Fall River, and because you're here, I'm not going to have the abortion. You know how old that child is? That child is in his 20s now. And she turned around just because someone was there offering her help. She turned around. Now, I don't have many that I can say have turned around, but I have that one. I've saved one child. God saved that child through me because I was there at Repro. Really, it was Destructo, not Repro. So please, let's pray for the unborn. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived by the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Be it done unto me according to thy word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and his name is Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Pour forth, we beseech thee, O Lord, your grace into our hearts, that we, to whom the message of an angel was made known by the message of an angel, may be witnesses of his death and resurrection through the same Christ our Lord. Amen. Be not afraid today. Have no anxiety because the Lord is with you. The favor of God rests upon you. Be not afraid. God is the man with the plan. Jesus is the man with the plan. He says, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Do not be afraid. I am the God that heals you. Trust in me, trust in me, trust in me. Depend not upon your understanding. Trust in me, and I will give you grace. I will give you grace to go through everything. I will give you grace. I will give you grace. I will give you grace, and I will heal. I will heal. I will heal, and I will restore the years the locust ate your crop." Again, the mailing address is Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass., 02128. That's Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass., 02128. I'll say it one more time. Everyone hearing my voice, please send me something. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass., 02128. Thy kingdom come, Lord. Thy will be done, Lord, on earth as it is in heaven. This is the prayer Jesus taught his disciples. Thy kingdom come, Lord. Thy will be done, Lord, on earth as it is in heaven. Send forth your spirit, Lord, that the kingdom would come on earth as it is in heaven. Send forth your Holy Spirit and heal the sick. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass., 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass., 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.